Pogo City Radio.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for downloading Pogo City Radio. Andrew Bedman here with LCJ. Let's get to the brief. All right, everybody, thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. As I said in the intro?
English, motherfucker, do you speak it?
As I said in the intro, Andrew Bedlam here with Lower Class Jess. How you doing, Jess?
I'm good. Kid free tonight.
Yeah, there you go. Me too. So we got a thirsty Thursday pogo going on. We meant to get started like an hour or two ago, but then we just started shooting the shit.
We had to get some like drinks. Yeah. I feel like it's been forever since I've been here.
Me too.
I don't know. I just have kids like constantly, so it's hard to like get, you know, babysitter. But, you know, I'm fucking here and I haven't seen Andrew, I feel like, in like a month. So.
Yeah, and she goes in the fridge and there's like a drop of Coke left. A fuck ton of rum. And she goes, I think we're going to need more Coke before we get started.
We're going to need a little Coca-Cola,
bit Coca-Cola, by the way.
Coca-Cola, because we don't keep Coke in the fridge.
Yes, exactly. But, and yeah. So we had to go run out to the store. The dollar store
after bullshitting for 2 hours.
Yeah.
So I mean, now we're finally getting started
and we both have work tomorrow.
No, actually I'm off. I took took a day off because
Of Lions Law
and the Boils and Italian Zoska. Yes, tomorrow night,
fun times in Philly. What's that Voltage?
No, it's at Connie's.
It is at Connie's. Yeah. Oh, that'll be a good time at Connie's.
Awesome. It's gonna be so,
yeah, that'll be a good time.
It's almost sold out.
Yeah, that's sweet, dude.
Yeah.
So, try and get your tickets if you can. Lions Law with the Boils.
And if you go, hit me up. Message me on Facebook or whatever.
Damn,
you know,
right.
Because I'm going to be partying in Philly all day tomorrow.
Buy her a drink.
Buy me a fucking drink. That's
I
right.
I will not be partying because Ava's birthday is this week and we're having her birthday party on
Which
Saturday.
Which I will be at also with my kids.
But
when
you
I get
don't
back,
have to set it up, though.
It's true. I'll be recovering.
But we are going to get to our next track. We opened up there with The Briefs and Destroy the USA. Now, I want to get to my new current favorite band, of course, The Wheels, off the new album, The Top 10 Super Hits, came out like 4 or 5 months ago. Wrong About Bob. We're going to get into what this song is about. Real quick, because I didn't even know. I was like, I'm listening to it. I'm like, I know The Briefs. And the lyrics to the song is like, I love The Briefs, but they're wrong about Bob. And I'm like, who the fuck are they talking about? because it's a rocking song, and I'm like, so obviously the Briefs have a song about someone named Bob.
Yeah, I came and over and wheels. I was like, I want to play Destroy the USA, and he's like, oh, that reminds me of the fucking Wheels. Yeah. You know, what is with that? What are they talking about with that song Bob? And we're like, I was like, I don't know.
So
you know?
We had no idea.
Let's check this out.
I'm like, Google the Briefs and then just type Bob. And instantly, Jess gets a song about called Silver Bullet that neither one of us are familiar with, which is just all about shooting Bob Seger.
Fucking hysterical.
Apparently,
in my opinion, Bob Seger kind of sucks, but the wheels like Bob Seger, right? So
we're gonna play "Wrong About Bob" coming off the Wheels' new album, and then we're gonna give you guys a little twofer, and we're gonna head back to the Briefs, and we're gonna play "Silver Bullet." So here's the Wheels. All right, that was the Briefs right there on Pogo City Radio. I am getting some crazy levels in this show. I don't know what the fuck happened to these slides.
He had to like restart the system. Well, not the whole system, but like he had a couple hiccups before. Well, after our whole like you know thing.
Yeah. Our whole so we've just been up here bullshit.
You know, delayed start, pretty
for
much,
real, and for now we're a little fucked up. See, what happened was I have been working overtime all week, and actually, real quick. Awesome story. I actually didn't go to work on Monday because my stomach did not feel good, and I called off.
Someone ate too much cheese.
Yes, and I was debating if I was going to take a day off or not because I could kind of get by that week with losing a day's pay, and I would have been okay. So I was like, I only got like 2 or 3 days off till November, so I'm like, maybe I'll hold it. And then my boss was like, "Yo, I need you to like work as much as possible this week, and like give me some overtime."
On the books or like physically.
Yeah, exactly. I'll bill you for whatever you need. And so I'm like, wait a second. So I'm like, wait, if I take this day off, the way my job works, if I take this day off, that'll count towards my 40 hours. And all these extra hours I'm going to work are going to be overtime. So I'm only going to end up working 38 total hours this week, but I'm going to bill them for 46, and 6 of them are going to be overtime. So yes, go me. Go me. I don't remember.
That's a fucking win right there.
Why I got sidetracked on that story, but I somehow did. And this Thursday episode is going to be kind of the Friday episode. I don't know. It's Thirsty Thursday.
We're
going to Friday
tomorrow morning. Well, Friday. Yeah. You'll be listening whoever downloads it right when we, you know, post it.
They're already listening, actually.
They're listening. It's not live.
Oh, well, if yes, they hear us.
Yes. It should be Friday morning if you're fucking listening right now.
Exactly.
It should be fucking Friday morning.
All right. So as promised, we're going to get to the Briefs song about Bob Seger, the song that the Wheels were responding to. So here's the Briefs with Silver Bullet. All right, that was the Briefs right there with Silver Bullet, a song about Bob Seger that the Wheels then wrote wrong about Bob.
Sorry.
Yeah, there we go. Yo, back in the day in Pogo, I used to have a bong noise drop, and it would be like, yeah. But
smoke
it was that's exactly what it was from.
Oh, yeah.
I cut it from the intro of that, but it was just too faint in the background sometimes, so I had to get rid of it. But I am going to update this sampler sometime soon. But I love some of these. One of my all-time favorites right here. We do not. I'm stalling.
All right,
I'm
so stalling. Let's stall. We're stalling. So,
what do we feel like hearing? I don't know. You know, why don't we take...
I want to hear the Ejected.
All right, we will play the Ejected while I
bring
it up.
Get some songs ready for the shows that we're getting ready.
That's
for.
Where I was transitioning to.
So while we get that ready, you can hear Gang Warfare. And I don't know if Diamond Dogs covers it now, but I do know that Mike Klug's old band, Stagnation, used to do an awesome cover of Gang Warfare.
Well, here's the original.
Hear it. But yes, this is the original.
The Ejected with Gang Warfare on...
Pogo City Radio.
Go!
All right, that was the Ejected.
We did not. That was not a good thing. That song was
attention.
Literally like a minute and 20 seconds.
We were not prepared.
We were not looking bands during that time.
That was
okay.
Not time well spent right there. We were talking about other things to play. You know what I want to hear? I've been hearing some rumors, okay, some gossip, some bathroom talk.
I hear bathroom talk sometimes.
About... U.S. Chaos.
Ooh.
I've been hearing that U.S. Chaos might be trying to get together to do some shows this year. Oh, them some? Old motherfuckers.
Multiple shows. Possibly.
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 There also might be
heard
none.
From a little there birdie. I also heard there might be none.
Me, so.
It's a coin flip right now. Yes, 50-50. Yes, exactly. Maybe yes, maybe no. It's so not a definite no.
Why don't we keep our fingers crossed and for good luck,
yeah.
Why don't we play U.S. Chaos covering The Exploited with USA?
Out of the swamps of New Jersey, here it is, the official U.S. Chaos tribute to The Exploited. Fuck the USA. Take it away, boys.
All right, that was U.S. Chaos right there covering The Exploited. Now, Renee from Blanks fills in for her departed brother, Gary, on guitar in U.S. Chaos. Now, he was the founding member, and Renee kind of, you know, she's the young buck.
Yes,
she's
yes,
the
she
Andrew
is.
Of the Stabs. She's
yes,
the Andrew of U.S.
Is.
Chaos.
She really is. That's like a perfect analogy.
It is, though. So, what was my point? I don't remember.
You're just talking.
Oh, Blanks is playing with The Exploited in Vegas next fucking weekend. Weekend, week, whatever. Renee is coming to my kid's birthday party and then getting on a plane and flying to Vegas.
He plays in Stabs and he's still starstruck by Renee, who he talks to every day. Every fucking day. She's awesome. She's fucking badass guitarist.
So why don't we get to her on guitar?
No, you have to play my favorite.
No,
you were gonna pick something generic like that they play all the time. You have to.
I was Blanks. No, what band are we talking about?
Blanks.
Yeah, we're talking about Blanks.
Yes. You were gonna pick one.
Talking to Mike.
You were going to pick
one
of
what do you
want to
hear, though?
Songs. I want to hear my favorite.
Which is?
Spirit of 77.
77. Okay. All right. Now, so don't forget, Blank's playing a couple times in Vegas. They're playing the one show with the Exploited, and then they're playing the Hangover Pool Party with Sloppy Seconds.
Yeah, now, that's so fucking awesome.
Sloppy Seconds also playing multiple times, so get to all the shows. If I promise you one thing, if I was going to bowling, which I was going to do until I crashed my car and had to buy a new one, if I was going to bowling,
because he's a slut,
I would definitely be going to the pool party and the Blanks Exploited Club show. You guys will not want to miss them.
Aren't they sold out?
Yes.
I think the club shows.
The club shows definitely sold out. The pool party, I don't know how that works because it's the whole. It's at the hotel.
Is it a
yeah,
pool?
It's at the hotel.
And it's by the pool?
Yeah,
oh
yeah.
God,
they play on the deck
of
the pool. Exactly.
That's
with
awesome.
Sloppy Seconds.
Yeah.
And then Rick.
Like a pool? What?
And then Rick from the Casualties is DJ
cool.
then, too.
Okay.
All right. So, really what the fuck cool. happened to my screen, man? All right. So,
Blank
how
Spirit,
is this? All right. We got to get to Blank 77's first album. Killer Blanks, here they are with the first song they ever wrote, Spirit of 77.
All aboard!
Blank 77. Like I said, catch him in Vegas. Not to mention, you guys can catch him June 22nd at the Pogo Show with Mike Blanks in the Stand, Despise New Jersey, the Parasitics, and Anti-Citizen. It's going to be fucking crazy. Once again, that's June 22nd on the Pogo City radio stage in Nazareth, Pennsylvania at the Jacksonian. Let's take a quick second. We got a bunch of kick-ass shows.
We really do.
Coming
we have like
up this summer.
One each month. So
absolutely. We got that one in June. We just told you, Blanks and the Stabs. Then in July, this one's still being booked, but right now we already got the Executors from Jersey.
Badass.
And
the
I think
are awesome.
We'll be getting to them next, but we got the Executors in July. That show's not really booked up. Maybe if you guys want to open up, you guys can hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/Pogo City Radio. Send us the demo. August, we got another show lined up. We have The Lot from Philly.
Wow.
You know, members of
Stolen Wheelchairs
and other Philly young kid bands.
Yes.
And it's all them young kids from Philly. We got them
and
young
new
bucks.
Music. Gotta,
them
you
young bucks from Philly.
The new music too.
Absolutely.
So.
The Lot coming with the South Class Veterans and Sewage and Spike Polite from NYC. Sewage NYC. Also, we got one special secret spot that we can't announce yet on that show.
Is that the August one?
Yeah, that show's kind of already booked. This other band hit me up and said they wanted to play, but they had to check some things. They hit me up, but they had to check some things.
Ooh.
So we have this last spot in August reserved for this headliner that hopefully will be doing it. So let's fast forward
to October.
September comes September. Before October.
Okay.
September 4th, which is a Wednesday, going down at the Jacks, all these shows at the Jacks, 21 and over. The Stabs, the Sex, Drugs, and Alcohol band with UK legends, the Vibrators, gonna be a blast, going down on my 32nd birthday. Come get me drunk, bitches.
Also, I just want to probably throw this out there. If you get a membership to the Jacksonian, you get discounted show rates.
Absolutely.
So, like, we throw all of our shows at the Jacksonian.
Damn right.
So if you want to come to, like, all our shows, you will pay a discounted price. So, I mean,
if you're a member at the Jacks.
If you're a member at the Jacks. Yes, if you're a member at the Jacks.
And also remember, if you're not a member at the Jacks,
you can still
come. Take advantage of those member prices on the drinks only when we're there. But if you guys become a member, you can go to the Jacks all the time and drink these cheap ass, like $2.50 rum and cokes.
That's
but remember,
fucking cheap for a well drink.
If you pay and you come to this show, you get to take advantage of the members' prices and get drunk
and
as
you can take
fuck.
Advantage of the band members, too.
Exactly, especially when the blanks are there.
Yes.
And whichever way
and
you're
they
swinging,
welcome it all.
You'll find
they
one of them.
It
Yo,
all.
One of them. You'll get one of them bitches.
So, it'll be... either way, whatever you decide, it's going to be a fucking awesome time. So... We are going to get to
the
executors.
And like I said, they are confirmed July 20th.
July 20th at the Jacks.
In Nazareth at the Jacks. That's what I was going to say, in the Jacks.
In
I
the
guess
Jacks.
That would have been
yeah,
formidable.
It is technically in the Jacks.
On the official Pogo
at
City Radio stage.
Yes.
It got a new paint job. We got some awesome, I'm not even going to lie, we had Taylor from the Damn Broads. She designed these Pogo writing for us. And we got...
Damn Broads
the stage
are fucking awesome, by the way. If you don't
great.
Know who they are, you should.
They're gone, there. But their music lives on.
Yes.
So check it out. It's on Spotify. And yeah, let's get to the motherfucking executors.
Government shutdown.
Government shutdown. Got to pick one that's
all.
Not on my
all
screen. There it is. That's the one. You got that shirt, don't you?
Yes, I have the shirt and the vinyl.
Where the fuck? There we go. Government shutdown. The executors. Catch them July 20th. Nazareth Jacksonian.
Riggity, riggity, wreck, son!
Better keep on feeling the drink.
The officers have holes, their doors were fucking locked. They're falling down the rock straight, they fight off all the cops. Black jokers on the block, just now they're living there. It's my favorite place to piss.
All right, that was The Executors right there. Catch them in Nazareth July 20th on the Pogo stage. Now, as we're sitting here talking, LCJ got in a Global Threat shirt on.
That's right. I love it. I actually got it. It was like a little punk rock flea market in Wilkes-Barre that I showed up to. And actually, I ran into my friend Ashley Katz, who is, you know, an artist.
Ash Katz on Facebook.
Yeah, she had a table set up, you know, selling her shit. And she had a Global Threat shirt. And I was like, oh, I'll take that. And she was $5.
There you go.
Right? So
I had a couple of Global Threat shirts when I was in high school. One of them I wasn't crazy about. It just said a Global Threat on it a bunch of times. But, you know, they were hard to find. They had that one, so I took it. The other one was one of my favorites. Now, I'm going to talk about a couple shirts I used to have that used to get me in trouble at school.
I was just going to mention that I also had another Global Threat shirt back in the day when I saw them. I forget. It was the earache shirt. And it was like a... He had like the fucking syringe going through the ear with the like blood splatter on the other side. It was funny. I love that shirt.
See, now the shirt that I was going to reference, right? It's a song from that album. I believe it was called Kill Yourself. It was like, kill yourself, fill the tub and slit your wrist. Like, you know what I mean?
Wrist.
So, yeah, wrist. And it was like, drain a cocktail off a cliff. You know what I'm saying? Like it, uh-huh. You fucking weekend party jockey. Yeah, I remember it a little bit.
Got it.
So my shirt, it was like a Sin City style like comic spread.
Yeah. So you know what like I mean? Black and white mostly, yes. But it had like certain color highlights.
And then it was all comic-y looking.
Oh, cool.
And then it was three cells of a comic book, and the first one said kill, and the second one said your, and of course the third one said self, but the pictures was a cartoon man. The first one was kill, and he was all stressed looking. The second one was your, and he was loading the revolver. And the third one was self, and it had the bullet passing through his brain with the gun at the head and the brain squirting out. Easton Area High School was not okay with that shirt.
They're like, Mr. Santoro, you need to go home.
So I'd end up in Miss Yanuzzi's office, and I am not going to lie, I had the hots for her so bad. All right.
Like, I'm going to wear this shirt just so I can go to her
now
office.
Now that I just said her name, I'm not going to say the actual rumors about her.
She was a slut. I had an English teacher that was like a Playboy topless buddy.
Oh, there you go. I'm down.
I mean, seventh
but
grade
Miss Yanuzzi. You know, I got to take off my shirt in front of her, and I was very proud. Exactly.
Okay.
Yes, 10th grade Andrew was not different from 31-year-old Andrew.
No, not at all. He's just a little more responsible now.
Yes.
And less of a drug addict.
Thank God I have kids, because I would be dead. But
you'd have died a long time ago.
And but anyway, so another shirt that I used to get me in Miss Yanuzzi's office was... I had the Cheap Sex. Now, Cheap Sex and the Lower Class Brats were supposed to do a joint tour together. And it was what happened was Cheap Sex got into a car accident on the highway with a tractor trailer, a flatbed that was carrying cinder blocks. When this happened, the cinder blocks, they had two vans. The cinder blocks started like shooting through the van windows. And one of them caught Johnny O negative in the chest. He had to get medevaced out from the highway. Needed a quadruple bypass.
Oh my God! It probably like crushed his heart.
That's exactly
like,
what
a
happened.
Cinder block flying
in the chest
off
when you're
of
on the highway
like,
when you're doing like 60, 70
miles. Yeah.
So he catches one in the chest.
I can't believe he fucking survived.
Exactly. So the tour, needless to say, was canceled. Mm-hmm. They made it through three dates. Then the first show Cheap Sex was doing back was a show at CBGB's. It was Viva La Punk. They had all this merchandise from that tour that they didn't have a chance to sell, and they were trying to sell anyway. And like t-shirts with like tour dates on them that didn't even happen now. So I was like, yo, those shirts are awesome. I want to buy one.
Yeah, right?
And like, they're kind of like, you know, like rare or whatever.
You went to Ohio? Yeah, me neither.
And but anyway, so the back of the shirt had a map of America on it, and the top said Cheap Sex and the Lower Class Brats Destroy the United States, and it had all the dates on it, and the map of America, every city they played had crosshairs, like missile crosshairs on the city on the
Jesus.
Map.
that would be like
Easton High School didn't like that one
now,
Easton High School didn't like that one either. Surprisingly.
Oh, yeah, right? Well, yeah.
And then, of course, I had my I'm a Whore for Cheap Sex.
Renee,
Mike, all of them.
They all have that.
Because we're all whores.
Great fucking
we're all whores.
Yeah. Thor is not a whore. Thor is not a whore.
Thor and Chad are way too responsible.
They are wonderful people. They're too responsible. And cannot be lumped into the category of us at all.
It's so funny.
They're just part of the, like the mother and the father yes, of the family.
They are. Yeah. And Brock is now the uncle. Brock stays in their hotel
Brock.
Room. Me and Mike, we stay in one with Tim. And Brock and Chad, you know what I mean? Yes, they're in their yes. own.
So... Let's get to
we're gonna get to
Global Threat because I'm wearing the fucking shirt.
Absolutely. So. Coming off the first LP, Mark Unseen and Brian Pogo on vocals, here's False Patriots. A global threat right there. Now, let's get to some LCB new seditionaries. All right, that was the new. That was the lower class brats.
We're gonna get to the 45 adapters.
Hopefully, they'll be coming to the valley soon.
Maybe.
Who knows?
Possibility.
All right, that was the 45 adapters right there. Let's keep these tracks. What were you going to say?
Oh, no, I was just going to say I'm usually like right on like reminding you that songs are going to play. And I was just kind of like, we were talking, listening to the song. And I was like, he was like, oh, shit, end. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. The song ended real quick.
I'm going to get to, I was talking about how the Wheels are that's my new favorite album. When I say new, I mean, you know, like nowadays bands. They're my new favorite bands. And I also am a huge fan of this next song, Tale of a Fat Fucking Retard by Yellow Stitches. Pogo motherfucking City Radio. Andrew Bedlam drinking some rum and coke. So is LCJ.
I won't fucking stop until I'm pissed and broken. I can barely walk.
All right, that was the Yellow Stitches right there on Pogo City Radio. No joke right now. Me and Lower Class Jess have been on a half hour pause break.
At least a fucking half hour.
Just bullshitting. I have to go to work tomorrow. But yeah,
I'm
just
sorry.
Killing them rums and cokes.
Rums and cokes. And, plural.
Yeah.
And
all
stuffing
right.
chips
yes.
down my throat.
Goldfish on my end.
Tortillas with
queso dip, which is why
spicy,
I was...
Spicy, medium spicy
That's what made
dip.
Me miss work on Monday.
Will Andrew make it to work tomorrow? Tune in tomorrow morning to find out.
It's not even about the rum. It's about the lactose intolerance and me being a moron who still loves cheese. Okay. We
onto
Pogo matters.
Pogo.
Okay, so we were talking about my lower class
the
brats and cheap
and
sex
stuff.
Shirts and all that, and all them other obscene shirts. Another obscene shirt I had, but this one's a little bit more commercial. Sorry, but it is the first real one that got me in trouble. But I didn't get they didn't make me take it off because it was a little too blurry, but. Teachers bitched about it. Dead Kennedy's holiday in Cambodia. The dude being hung and they're smashing with the chair. But see, it's that old black and white photo, so it was a little bit more discreet than Missile Crossfire's hair.
Right, yeah. Like, cross hairs over America. Okay, then I'm definitely going to say something about that one.
And just blatantly, I'm a whore for cheap sex. That was a little bit.
It's got like a whore in it. Yeah. It's like a bright yellow t-shirt with like.
Yeah, I had the yellow one. That's what I had. It's either bright yellow or bright pink.
Yep.
It was only flamboyant colors.
That's
just
why
to announce
there's
it.
Stab shirts that are bright yellow.
Exactly.
They're awesome. Yellow shirts.
Me and Mike
great.
Definitely
there's
the ones
bad
who picked them out.
Bad English have a yellow shirt
oh,
too.
Oh, do they?
Oh, they do, yeah.
See, Tim hates the yellow shirt. He was like, did we
I
sell any of these
yellow.
Ugly ass shirts?
I love my yellow fucking stab shirt. Yo, I got the first time I wore it to work, an old lady came up to me and it's got like, you know, the little pinup cartoon.
Yeah,
you
stab.
She's like, oh, that's a cute shirt. What is stabs? And I was like, sex, drugs, and alcohol, man.
Damn right.
And she's like, oh. I walked away.
Oh. Yo,
it was
no
so
lie.
Great. It was so great.
Anyone who knows my mom, who personally knows me, probably knows my mom, really loves Jesus. Okay.
Yes.
My mom really loves Jesus.
She's a really, really nice lady, but she really, really loves Jesus.
My
too.
Mom also knows who her son is. Like, she knows. She knows
and
the
she's
things
okay with
I've
it.
Done.
She knows he's a responsible man.
But I mean the bad things. Bad. But, bad to the bone. But, my mom is like, so you're playing in Nazareth? I'm going to go come see. And I'm like, okay. Oh. And all I see.
Have you ever partied
see
around your mom yet?
Is
you
me
ever?
Standing there playing, your mama sucks cocks in a bathroom stall. And my mom's going to see all these lovely stickers of chicks with tits. And the band logos
girls wearing fishnets.
But my mom knows that I'm a whore. She does.
Does
but
she?
It's just oh yeah, she does. Oh. Are you kidding me?
I don't know.
She it's I'm not.
You could
blatant.
Be a closet whore around
well,
your mother.
I'm a polite whore.
Does she listen to Pogo?
No. She wanted to.
Probably
and I'd be like, Mom.
No.
Yeah, I'm gonna be honest. Should. You don't want to. I'm like, Mom. There's a lot of the F word. There's a lot of the F word.
A lot of sexual stuff.
And it's
like,
but
especially
see, when I was a kid,
to the beginning,
my mom's the one who got me into Guns
N'
Roses.
Listen, because it's hysterical.
Yes. But my mom's the one who got me into Guns N' Roses. My mom loved the Ramones. But she's a little bit more Jesus freaky than back then. My mom is in her mid-60s, and. It's just, like, I definitely regularly tell people if they see me in public to give me a blowjob. And my mom, it's just, she's going to come, and we're going to play the songs. And at the end, she's going to say,
Andrew.
It was very good. Because she likes rock and roll.
You performed very well.
The lyrics are a little, I'm not crazy about them. That's what she'll say. That's what she'll say. And when push comes to shove, she'll probably grab a sticker with our faces on it. Not with tits or ass on it, but she'll grab one of the more conservative
she'll
stickers.
Grab a Pogo City
yes.
magnet.
Yes. My
the
mom
big
is,
one.
Yes. My mom loves the whole Pogo. She'll be like, hey, Pogo City Radio. I'm like, oh, if this poor woman ever heard this show. But deep down inside, she knows that. She knows,
she
oh my God,
yeah.
if I ever heard this. But yes, exactly. 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 But let's get
anyway,
to cheap
back
sex.
To the t-shirts and cheap sex shirts.
Here's Take a Chance coming off Launch Off to War. That was cheap sex right there.
It's like I fell asleep because I was tired. Not because it sucked.
But yeah, what we're talking about is the songs we're going to be closing out this show with. Now, we've been up here bullshitting on the record for 52 minutes. We've actually been up here for like 2.5 hours.
At least.
Yeah, yeah.
9:31. I got here at 6:30?
I have been up since 4:20. My alarm is legitimately set for 4:20 to go to work in the morning.
Of course it is.
And I was punched into work at 5:30, worked a good 10 hours. And I you guys hear me talk about like how I bullshit at work and like sit on my ass and like play internet games and shit. Other
Stabs boobie stickers.
That's
everywhere.
Where they're all designed. Yes, all over my job they are. But I also have weeks where I gotta work my ass off. And like when I say I worked 10 hours every day this week that I went to work, I legitimately worked 10 hours.
That I went
like,
to work.
Yeah, like legitimately hard. And today was one of those days. And I got another one.
Technically right now it's been 3 days.
Yes, and yeah. Tomorrow will be the fourth.
The fourth. Yes.
But yeah, so that's what we're going to do. Me and Jess, we're talking about the songs. I said I wanted a fourth one to close with. We got the Stabs coming at you. Then we're going to take you guys to the South Class Veterans because they're playing
August.
Yes, yes, and also because they're playing August 17th.
Yes, they're playing August 17th.
Johnny Baby's Heart Sauce. We'll have to be selling some of that. You know Johnny plays drums now, right?
Yeah,
yes, of course.
Yeah.
All right. And then September 4th, we got the Vibrators playing at the Jacks. So then we're going to get you guys the Vibrators and then we're going to close the show. Damn it, we got to play five because I want to talk to you guys about the new Pet Sematary movie.
Oh,
so I was
going
to play the Ramones.
Close with Pet Sematary.
But then because I'm a working man, I was going to play the Wretched Ones.
I was going to say Wretched Ones.
So I guess we got five more for you because Andrew is a working man
and
we're
going to
push through. We're going to put, no, but I am, and but we're going to play extra songs.
See, okay, yeah.
And we're getting into overtime.
He's dedicated.
And this is like legit.
More dedicated to working.
This is like the fourth or fifth episode this week. That shit ain't happened in fucking years, Pogo Elite. Pogo Elite, Pogo fans. You are elite. If you listen to this show, you're motherfucking
right.
Elite. And I'm going to tell you, I'm fairly certain these vocals, they might be a little distorted. Deal with it. Just Deal with it.
It's a good fucking episode.
It is. I am proud of this episode. I like the dialogue. I like the tracks. I like the amount of fucked up I am. I like the fact that I got LCJ here. We're chilling.
That's right. It's
we're
been so
kicking
fucking
it.
Long. I'm so glad to be
we're
here.
We're having a gay old time on Pogo Motherfucking City Radio.
So fucking listen to the stabs.
Damn right. Now don't ask me
which one.
What the stabs stands for. You guys can catch us June 22nd in Nazareth. S-D-A-B-S.
Somebody reached over and was like, what does the B stand for? I'm like, fucking bad.
Until I come.
The Sex, Drugs, and Alcohol Band. Like I said, catch us June 22nd with Blank 77, Despise New Jersey, The Parasitics, and Anti-Citizen. And don't forget, you can also catch the band you just heard September 4th with UK legends, The Vibrators. So why don't we get to The Vibrators up next with one of my favorites, and Judy says she's gonna knock you in the head.
Judy says she's gonna knock you in the head tonight. Judy says she's gonna knock you in the head tonight. Judy says she's gonna knock you in the head. You better watch out or you'll wind up dead. Judy says she's gonna knock you in the head tonight. Gonna give you a hot shot tonight. Susie's gonna give you a hot shot tonight. Susie's gonna give you a hot shot. You're out to heaven with a face to lot. Susie's gonna give you a hot shot tonight. Don't you worry about me, baby. Don't you worry. Knock you in the head tonight.
That was the Vibrators right there. Catch them September 4th, Nazareth, Jacksonia. Now, you guys can hear all three of them dudes on an episode about 6 months, a year ago. I don't fucking remember. I don't remember what it was called. Probably Pogoing with the Vibrators or something to that aspect. You can hear them live on location at the Nazareth Jacksonian. And you guys can catch them September 4th with Mike Blanks and the Sex, Drugs, and Alcohol Band.
I do remember that. I'm like, when did that happen? Yeah, it was about like a year ago, maybe 9 months a year ago.
Something like that. I don't think it was quite a year. I think it was like nine.
Yeah, but it was at the Jacks. It was pretty fucking cool.
And it's going to be at the Jacks this time. And like I said, we booking shows at the Jacks all summer.
Jacks is a badass fucking place. If you're over 21, I'm sorry. I know we have some young listeners that you know, we can't always accommodate. We try to do, you know, whatever we can at the art gallery.
But I tell them young listeners, you find a venue, and I'm saying this to everybody, we will book it. You find the place. We don't know of a place where we can have booze and have children.
And advertise location.
Yeah, yeah. Because we do have places. I got to be honest. Andrew Bedlam not down with the whole Ask a Punk thing. It defeats the purpose.
No.
I want people to come to my shows.
There are reasons for the Ask a Punk thing.
Yes.
I get it.
But those aren't the shows that Andrew Bedlam does.
We can't do those shows.
So you need to have a location that I can say, this is the address. There can be children and there can be booze, and I will bring you some kick-ass bands, I promise you. But see, we don't have, know a spot.
Find us a place. We ain't got one. We've been looking.
We don't know a spot.
You know, fresh young minds are fresher and younger than ours, yes. So...
So we're going to get to a band that will be playing August 17th.
These guys are fucking great.
Coming straight out of Jersey, here's the South Class of Veterans.
The more you have, the more the worse it can be.
But literally, we're talking about having multiple children and me having a vasectomy. And you guys can go back into the archives and hear the show that happened the day I got a vasectomy called.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's fucking hysterical.
It's called Andrew's Vasectomy Pogo.
I'm gonna go look at that.
And it's dirty. It's dirty. It's a dirty one.
It's
one of the dirty ones, I promise you. But yeah, no, I'm talking about the more children you have, the more likely one of them is going to grow up and be a serial killer. These are just simple facts.
Sociopath.
Or you can take Peter Griffin from Family Guy's mindset and say, have as many many babies as possible, especially if you're poor, because that's all the more chances that one of them will grow up to be like a rock star or a movie star.
A more successful physicist.
And buy you a house. But I'm a little bit more cynical than that.
Or just have them all fail and leech off you their entire life.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a little bit more cynical than all that.
I'm done with three. Three is good enough.
But like I said, you guys can hear that last band, the South Class Veterans, coming straight out of, I almost said Virgin for some reason.
Virgin.
Coming straight out of Jersey, appearing on the Pogo City radio stage. Also appearing this weekend, this Saturday, which is like, I don't know, May, today's 18th. Thursday, May 18th, a sexy little burlesque show going down at the Jacksonian on the Pogo City
Ooh.
Stage. So go check out that upgraded stage and them lovely ladies that will be walking around atop it.
So, what do we have lined up next? What do we say?
We have, I believe it's two more. And first up, we're going to play...
Oh, I know two. I know both of them.
The Ramones.
Yes.
And the thing that gave me the idea to play the Ramones is I'm going to get to one of their later tracks. Again, it's not one of my favorites, but it's relevant right now. Pet Sematary.
He watched a movie.
I did. Now, Pet Sematary was originally recorded exclusively for Stephen King's movie, the movie based on Stephen King's movie.
The movie book.
And
based
the movie
on Stephen
book.
King's book.
Yeah, I
the
said
movie based
the,
on
not
the book.
Book based on his movie. Not that's not the way things go.
The movie based on the book.
Unless, once again, second Family Guy reference, you get the book edition of Caddyshack, the novelization of Caddyshack.
Oh my god.
Peter Griffin has the novelization of Caddyshack. But yes, Pet Sematary. So I watched kind of. I watched the new one, but I was, as I said, I've been working 10-hour days. I was very tired. I was very high. I was very drunk. And I may have fallen asleep. But it's not because the movie wasn't good. The movie was actually very good. It's a little bit more shocking. It's a little bit more horror.
The previews for like commercials
it's
on
mean.
TV. And I can't lie. I was a little intrigued. I am actually more of a fan of the second one, though. Like, I love the stepdad in the second one that, like,
I saw
revs
it
his,
once.
Like, dirt bike on, yeah. like, the kid's face, and he's, like, skinning the fucking rabbits, like... Oh, it's so creepy. I saw the second one
before I saw the first one.
Oh, really?
But I only saw the second one like once. Do you know what I mean? See, you can actually also go back into the archives. I don't remember which one. And I have talked a decent amount of shit on Stephen King work.
I love Stephen King.
I know.
I am not
a huge fan. But this recreation.
I read the books. You have to read the books to appreciate.
See, me, I need more shocking. A lot of Stephen King stuff, since it's suspense,
it's like the last five minutes is
really what's good.
Yeah, what do you take? Yeah.
Cujo or some shit.
Not even Cujo, I can't stand that. Storm of the Century. If you watch the movie, it's fucking like 6 hours long. It's like 5 or 6 hours
And the last 20 minutes is
it's a really, really good fucking movie. I love that movie, but it's so long. It's so long.
I watched it. Like I said, it's a little bit more brutal. It was hardcore. I liked it. I pirated it on my Fire Stick, as I do everything. And it was pretty amazing. So we're going to get...
watch it on my Showbox.
...to the Ramones. We're gonna get to the Ramones.
If you have an Android, I recommend Showbox. I'm doing a little commercial right now. But that's how I watch it. That's how I watch all my new movies.
The
like,
new
I
sponsors
have to, like,
of Pogo. I use
to, like,
Cinema
unlock,
Free.
Like, down, like... unknown apps like
yes.
you have to like
me too
off.
Yeah
you have to like
yes that's what I do
off the,
yeah
off
I have
internet.
See my Amazon Fire Stick, I have Cinema Free and I do all that shit, and you gotta get the pirate downloads and I get all that, and Cinema Free is kick ass. It works flawlessly. It gets me HD shit. Like I said, I just watched the
my
new Pet Sematary. That shit
like,
was in 1080p. It did have
it
Japanese subtitles
HD, like
it's
you
there.
Have it right there
yeah and sometimes like Pet Sematary, you get them before they're even out. I guarantee you,
once they're out
on DVD, it's not out on DVD yet, or Blu-ray or whatever. Once they're out on Blu-ray, mm-hmm. you will have it in 1080p. But some of them, before they're even out on Blu-ray.
I'm fucking picky like that. Like, I just want to fucking see the movie.
All right. So now that we've done a bunch of plugging of holes, here's the Ramones with Pet Sematary.
The grand light making a sound. The smell of death is all around. And at night when the cold wind blows, no one cares, nobody knows. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. I don't want to live my life again. To the sacred place. This ain't a dream, I can't escape. Molders and fangs, the clicking of bones. Spirits moaning among the tombstones. And at night when the moon is bright, someone cries something ain't right. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. My life again. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. I don't want to live my life again. Victor is grinning, flesh is riding away. Skeleton dance, I curse these days. And at night when the wolves cry out, listen close and you can hear me shout. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. I don't want to live my life again. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. I don't want to live my life again. Oh no. Oh no. I don't want to live my life again.
The Ramones on Pogo City motherfucking radio. Now, we're going to be getting out of here. But before we do, got to remind you guys, come to the Jacks June 22nd for the Stabs and Blanks, as well as July 20th with the Executors from Jersey.
Fucking
and
right.
And then August 20th, South Class Veterans.
English, motherfucker, do you
no,
speak
it? No, Andrew does not speak
not well.
English.
We got the South Class Veterans, Spike Polite with Sewage NYC, The Lot coming straight out of Philly, plus a very hopeful headliner that will be coming.
A couple of hopeful headliners for the future.
And one definite headliner is September 4th, the Stabs opening up for the Vibrators.
That's
right. And we got a show we're working out, but can't talk about quite yet. In
we don't
October.
Like to talk about things that are 100% yet. We are working on them. So.
Well, I like to talk about them. I'm just told I'm not supposed to.
He's totally teasing.
I'm a cock tease. According to Mike, I'm
no,
a cock tease.
Yes. Yes. According to Mike, that is correct.
Yeah,
there
we go.
I'm going to see Mike tomorrow night. I'm so excited because Mike
Lions
and Johnny
Law.
Are going to Lions Law.
There you
and
go.
The Boyles and fucking Battalion Zoska.
Yeah, I will.
Awesome.
Battalion's playing too?
Yes.
Oh, damn.
Yes.
Damn. All right. Well, we're going to get
out
of here with this next one. And it's for the working class. We got LCJ beside me.
I normally would be fucking working tomorrow, but I took a paid time off.
But that's what happens because she puts in that 40.
Yes,
she puts in that 40, so she gets that motherfucking PTO. And that's what the wretched ones are talking about. So let's take a ride out to Bergen County and leave you guys with the wretched ones and working man. Remember, you guys can hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/PogoCityRadio. Catch me on Instagram @PogoCityRadio.